on the Red River Farm Network. To maximize success in 2023, farmers are being encouraged to look back at seed choices from this past year. DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Grant Mehring is looking for the hybrids and varieties that performed well.
You look at all the hybrids or varieties you had in an area. What were the top half of the varieties or hybrids that did well? Those are the ones to keep in the area, to keep on the farm for next year. You need to keep some of the hybrids and varieties working that have always worked for you. And then you look at the ones that maybe were just a little lackluster, and you start picking up a seed guide, you go to winter meetings and you see the data, and you try to pick out your one or two new varieties, hybrids, in whatever crop you're looking at, and see, these are the ones I want to try, because they might start chinking me up in yield or agronomics on the farm.
After reviewing seed decisions, Mehring urges farmers to try something new.
You want to do things differently next year, one or two things that are free and easy. They just take your time, your attention. And then you want to try one or two things that might cost you some money, such as, you know, in corn, a late season fungicide, or in soybeans, maybe a second pass of fungicide for white mold. We could go on and on. But think about that new practice for next year, both a free one and a monetary one, that'll kind of keep moving that yield up on the farm.
Well, grain market.